Change a question, change your life. When it comes to planning your life, I want to get you to learn to ask three questions now. And the first one is not, what am I going to do? And how many understand why now? Say I. The question you want to ask yourself is, what do I want? What's my outcome? What's my result? The word RPM, the first one is to get you focused on the target. The target is not the activity. The activity can change. It's what's the result I'm after. If you know exactly what it is you really want, what you desire, what you're really after, clarity is power. The more clear you are and specifically what you want, the faster your brain can get you there. But if you're generally saying things like, what do I want? Well, you know, I want more money. Fine, here's a dollar, get out of here. Did you achieve the outcome? Yeah, when you're that general, you think you're not getting your goal, you are. The way you language your goal, the way you think about it, you're receiving it. I want to feel a bit better. I want to lose some weight. Fine, you lost a pound, you're done. Because your brain's like a servo mechanism and a bomb and a missile. The old days, you shoot a missile and the target was going, and if you missed the trajectory, you missed it. Today, what happens when the missile's not on course? What happens? It locks on to the heat signature, and what does it do? It moves and follows it. That's the way your brain is if it knows the outcome, if it knows the result. So RPM starts with, I got to know the result. This is a results planning system. The rapid planning method, but you can think of it as a results planning system. I need to know the result I'm after before I ever ask myself what to do. That takes more time, but it's worth it. Now, for time's sake, I'm not going to do this with you right now, but I'll tell you what I do when I've taught this to people and I've got a full weekend to do this in. Just give you a picture. If I asked you right now to write out your name, your full name, now some of you abbreviate your signature, but write out your full name in cursive. Go and do that one time. Write out your full name in cursive. I can't even use the word cursive. Is that really the word people still use? It means in handwriting, I guess, but in cursive. Just write it out in full name, because you can do this later on. Now, if I had you get with a partner, and you can try this later if you want, I'm just going to tell you because I don't want to take the time because we have such limited time today. And I have your partner say to you with a stopwatch here, okay, ready? And I go, go. And you write it out. And you tell me when you're done. And I go, stop. And I write down how long that was. So let's say you wrote out your signature and it took 5 seconds. And they say, ready? Write it out. Ready? Go. You tell me when you're done. Stop. And I write down 5 seconds. I have to do that 10 times. You'll find in the beginning, you'll be, let's say, 6 seconds. I'm making it up. Everybody's signature is different. And you probably might get down to as little as 5 seconds. If you have like an iPhone, you could do it as a digital stopwatch. You could see the milliseconds. Then I say to you, I want you guys to write every other letter in cursive. In other words, you're going to write half as many letters. How long do you think it would take to do it? Half as much time? Most of you, it'll take twice as much time in the beginning. And then eventually, what's interesting is, if I do it 10 times, and the last two or three, and this makes no logical sense, and again, I don't want to take the time to have all of you do this 10 times, 10 times, 10 times, but you can go do it on your own, I'll just tell you the result. In most cases, even though you're doing half as many letters, you cut it by 2/3 of the time. There's something happens when you break an old pattern and you do it fresh. Your brain over the years has learned ways to move more rapidly since when you did your original signature, and you'll do it in 1/3 the amount of time. It'll take twice as much at first, and then it'll cost you 1/3 amount of time. Now, let me tell you why I'm telling you this. The system I'm calling the rapid planning method, by the time I show it to you, you're going to go, this takes more time than just making my to-do list. It will win. When will it take more time? When? Initially. But once you get it in your nervous system, it'll take you less time because your brain will be thinking in outcomes and not activities. And when you think in terms of outcomes and not activities, pretty soon, some of the activities in your list you don't even need to do to get the outcome. You find a better way to get the outcome quicker. Now, how do you do that? Yes, three questions. Question one, what is my result? What is my outcome? What is it I really, truly want from this? If you're going back next week, and you say this next week, what are the most important what? Outcomes for me to get this week in my business. And you just write those outcomes out, not your action items, the outcomes. If you do that and nothing else, you'll be ahead of the game. And if you just keep looking at those outcomes every day, how am I doing on that outcome? Your brain will come up with ways to get to that outcome. I promise you. Focus on outcomes, not on activities. Action for most people, activities, most people may mistake movement for achievement. They mistake action items and to-dos for achievement. We're after the achievement. Are you with me on this? Yes or no? Yes. It's a different way of thinking, and I think all of you inherently have it, But if you make this ritualized, just like the things you've learned this week, they're all great, but if you don't systematize them, they'll work when you do them. But if you systematize them, right, and you see like Mr. Holloman here, where he goes in and just does it and does it and makes sure it's being done again, or what you've seen Chet do, or what I do, you just do it over and over again, you don't miss it. Now the results are geometric. So I want to get you to systematize the thinking, whether you do it visually the way I'm going to show you or not. So, first question, what's the result I'm after? What's the ultimate result? What do I want out of this week, out of this thing, out of my business, out of my life, out for my body? And you want to be as what as possible when you describe that outcome, that result. As what? Clear. As clear and specific as possible. Generalities will confuse you. So it might take you longer than just writing down call so-and-so to think, if I'm calling my son, I'm going to call Jarek, or I'm going to call my brother. This is what goes through my head before I call him, always. What's my outcome? Because I don't want to just call him. I want Jarek to feel loved by his dad, or I'm thinking about what's my outcome. I've got to talk to him about this thing that's out there. I've got to make sure I get through to him on this because I want to guide him and move him in this direction. That's what I want to be as his father. I don't want to just chit-chat. I can do that too. So if you think before every phone call, before every time you're planning your day, and you think before you have any meeting, what do you think the first thing I ask of anyone when we sit down in a meeting is? Okay, what are your outcomes? What are the outcomes for this meeting? First thing I want to know, because if I know the outcomes, guess what? A lot of meetings, they're done pretty quick. Because if I know the outcome, you don't have to go through all the activities to sell me on it. Just, that's your outcome? How do you want to do it? Sounds good to me. Rock. That's how you make a meeting productive. I know a meeting's productive not by the hours or time. Sometimes it takes longer to the outcome than you want, but I'm going to get the outcome. That's, by the way, what you see with me on stage. That's why my times vary, but it's based on an outcome. I'm going to get that outcome. I don't give a damn whether it's the right time or not. I want to do it in that time, but I must deliver the outcome. How many get that? And by the way, how many like to have your company focused on outcomes, results, and not activities? Say I. People say all the time, well, did you get that done? Well, you know, I left them an email. I left them a voicemail. I've sent them 3 emails. How many times have you heard that? When that happens with me, I'm like, ah, you know, but I don't show it. I just like, really? Wow, that's fascinating. We'll explain about our culture. It's about getting the result. So I can help you if you can't figure another way to do it, but there may be 12 other things we might want to do. Maybe they don't have the answer. Maybe somebody else can give us the answer. The outcome was to get this information, not to leave an email or 12 or 3 voicemails. That will not do any of us any good. How many follow? Now, whether you get the outcome or not, whether you get that result will be based first. Do you have clarity?
Hey, football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown in the game, but his teammate scores instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you a second chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. With BetMGM's second chance offer, you have a chance to keep the fun going after the first player crosses the goal line. Try a first TD score wager with confidence today. BetMGM, make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This specific promotional offer is not available in Mississippi, Pennsylvania, Puerto Rico, or Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 for New York. 1-800-NEXT-STEP for Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 for Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-ALL for Iowa. 1-800-981-0023 for Puerto Rico. Assisted customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards paid back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.